It's time to find out what's on the agenda for the Auckland Pride Festival.
Yes, we're kicking off a weekly coverage of what's happening at Auckland Pride Festival this year, and we've got some special guests in the studio to kick us off this morning. Morena team.
Morena.
Morenaks. Morenaks.
Morenaks.
Morenaks et te whanaks.
Morenaks.
Okay, that's going to stick. I'm sorry.
That's awesome. We've got Asha, Pumanua and Ali here talking a little bit about Te Timatanga this year and how Whiki Fortress has been involved and will be involved. There's a couple of exciting events coming up. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about what Te Timatanga is and how it is involved with Pride?
Yes, kia ora e te whanau, ko Ali tōku ingoa, he ri tēnei nō Waitaha, Ngāti Rangiwewehi me Pākehā. Firstly, thanks for having us here. Te Timatanga is the sort of opening act of Pride, and there's been a few iterations of it now, and we were lucky to get past the mantle this year under the leadership of Coco Solid, Jessica Hansel, and she has already been part of Whiki Fortress, which is an artist-led space in Unihunga, and so she just sort of gathered us all up and was like, hey girlies, you want to do this thing?
Yeah, cool.
And so we naturally all came together, and she pushed the project a little bit further this year. Usually it's one tuakana, one teina, a mentor and an artist, but she got five of us, which has kind of become six.
That's so awesome.
And we've done a kurero mati, which means we've gone to the star dome, we've learnt about maramataka, the stars, mirimiri, healing and all this stuff. We did it over the whole of summer, and it's sort of culminated into this short film that we're now going to screen.
Gosh, amazing. What a cool summer it sounds like you guys have had. Like so much learning in Mātauranga, but also so much creativity, eh? I mean, some of you have been so busy as well. Asha, you've been releasing music and you've got more music in the works. And you're working on music with Coco Solid as well, right?
Yeah, it's really fun because the single with Coco comes out on Friday.
Oh my gosh.
Which is really, really exciting. And I just put out WYFMP with Mimi Rivers.
Oh yeah.
She came all the way from Sweden to work with me. I'm
the
honored.
Mimi Rivers.
The Mimi Rivers. And yeah, getting ready to gear up for the rest of this year with releasing more music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wink, wink. Yeah. It's exciting times.
Mm.
I think that's what makes this Timatanga Kuraraumati so normal, is that we're already, like, while we've been making the short film and learning together, the girls are still in the studio making their music and stuff like this. Because of the space of Whiki, it's just normal to us.
It sounds like all of you are so busy outside of Whiki Fortress as well with your own projects. Like, you're quite involved with Nympho, right, Pumanua?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy times for Nympho this beginning of the year. Five headliners, and it's kind of crazy. Yeah, it's kind of crazy in between us. Yeah, and our 5-year anniversary since, yeah, so it's it's hella crazy. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what an exciting time for you all. Tell us a little bit about some of the events that are happening as part of Te Timatanga that our peeps can head along to.
Well, we're doing a panel at Auckland Art Gallery on February 14th, Valentine's Day. Gonna have a kōrero about the film and the creation behind it and the meaning behind every little thing, and, you know, just have a yappa for a bit, which will be fun. And then, obviously, there's the Pride Explore campaign that's going on, and I myself, alongside Coco, will be playing Explore.
I'm so excited.
We're doing a set together. It's going to be really fun. So check that out as well, because it's a really incredible kaupapa. You can get a cheaper day ticket through Pride, and you can also find a spot for one of our community to go, which is incredible.
That is so cool. Yeah, I know that Explore is something that a lot of people are really excited for, but potentially out of some people's budget. So really cool to find ways to make it more accessible for people. And Pride Explore sounds like it's going to be huge. I'm so excited. So cool. Is there also am I right in thinking there's a screening of the film at Factory Theatre this weekend?
Yeah, so there is a screening this weekend. I believe it might be booked out.
Right, okay. You got to be in quick, everyone.
Yeah,
it is a hot ticket.
That's why we've got that screening at Auckland Art Gallery on Valentine's Day for all you lovers.
Nice. One for the lovers on Valentine's Day. What a way to spend your Valentine's Day at Auckland Art Gallery, watching this beautiful film that so many people have been involved with. Tell us a little bit more about the other people who couldn't make it today that have been involved.
Recently, I've been a part of the music scoring of the film, and I've, because of how Figure Fortress operates, there's been a lot of people just like folding themselves in and imbuing themselves into this film, and it really became more than just the Timatanga team, and it's just become more and more complex and more like a deep brew that just keeps on brewing for ages, and it just gets more richer in flavour. So yeah, it's just such a blessing. Yeah,
we were lucky to have Lijah specifically come on and help us with the music.
Lijah,
we have the Fab track doing all right on Spotify and Apple Music. And then we also had Manu helping out, Big Fat Raro, who's like one of the co-directors of the space.
Mr. Fikir. Magic Man, I tell you.
Magic Man. But otherwise, we also, they were directing the film. We've had Pona Mururafe, who has done Timatanga before and has come back to sort of revive this new version of it. And we had Latamai Katoa as well. And then we, late entrance was Angel Kameta, who we worked together on our film last year. And so, yeah, there's sort of six of us, and then, of course, the name, Coco Solid.
The queen. Oh, so cool. How exciting. Everyone, if you want to head along to see the screening and the panel on Valentine's Day, it's happening from 2 to 3pm at the Auckland Art Gallery, Toi o Tāmaki, and it's free, but you do have to RSVP, right? There's a link on the Auckland Pride website?
Yes.
Right. Okay, please get
RSVP.
In there. Get in there and RSVP, because I reckon spots will fill up for this one as well.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you so much for coming in for a kōrero, guys. So cool to hear a little bit more from you about your mahi.
Thank you for having us.
I thought we'd listen to WYFMP, because this track slaps. And I also really enjoyed seeing the live version on Sunday at Goblin. It was so good. It was so good. Yeah, thanks, team. Thanks for coming up. So cool to hear from you all this morning.
Tēnā koe. Have a lovely day.
Have a lovely day.
On this hump day, hunty.
WYFMP out now.
You cannot come for the one who reads you intellectually. My activists, cognitive declines. I never had to pay any fines. I never had to work in the mines. Can't you show up on fucking time? Back is spitting my glasses powder. Bitch, don't even fucking bother. You try so hard, I go harder. Flop or chop, would you rather? You're consumed with thoughts of me. Even trying to walk like me. That's why I always go to the degree. Absurd and twisted profanities. Yeah, bitch, you could never. Upper head, stay on the liver. My coat's real and yours is pleather. You're the ball and I'm the tether.
Fucking
manners,
please.
Fuck you up, I'll rock your shit. I'm not the one, don't try me, bitch. Don't come for me, I'll come for you. You can catch these punches, the one and the two. Fuck you up, I'll rock your shit. I'm not the one, don't try me, bitch. Don't come for me, I'll come for you. You can catch these punches, the one and the two.
Organizer, performer, or another important person from the Auckland Pride Festival. Nice.